thanks to Nick Shook for hopping on with us there. I thought he had some interesting thoughts there, Danny, on the quarterback situation and how if he were in, whether it's Kevin Stefanski, Andrew Berry, Tommy Rees, whoever's going to make this decision on the quarterback, it seems like he's ready to set Joe Flacco aside.
Yeah, and I can understand that because Joe Flacco's not the future, right? Like Joe Flacco, if he plays this season, and I would not expect Joe Flacco to play the entire season, but if he does play this season for the Browns, can you expect him to play next season for the Browns? No, you can't. And this year, for as painful as this is to say, this year, the standard for the Browns is not to make the playoffs. The standard for the Browns is not to be a true contender. Next year, that could be different. Next year, it could be a team that has postseason aspirations and expectations, but Joe Flacco is not going to be part of that. So while I do think it's a good story,
right,
that Joe Flacco is back this year, I don't know necessarily what the Browns have to gain for their future by having him play significant time this season.
You're starting him week one, though, right?
100%. Yeah. That's what's happening.
I think the only way that he plays all season is we've seen one of the greatest seasons of all time, right? That's the only way that you have four quarterbacks and the 40-year-old man is the one that gets all the snaps.
Yeah, he does what he did in 2023 over that 5-game stretch, except for it goes over 17.
Well, now you're talking about like they're in the playoffs, right? And now you're talking about like talk about Joe Flacco MVP, right? It's the only way that he would be starting all 17 games, or probably more than 6 games.
I think that 6-game mark is a very, very good pivot point for the Browns. When you look at what their first 6 games are,
yeah.
I know a lot of people on this station have talked about this, and I've been one of them. But when I think you look at what the first 6 games for the Browns look like, Owen, you look after that and say, okay, well, things probably not going to go great. I think even if you're the most optimistic Browns fan, you're thinking 3-3 is a gigantic win after 3 games. But if you're less than that, I think it's hard to sell that you're in contention.
The outside
factor. And if you're not
in
contention, then you make the move.
The outside factor is that Jacksonville pick. What have they been doing for 6 weeks as well? And then you start to look at, well, how do we package those two things? And either A, move up to get the guy we want to be the future, or B, maybe they think they've found the future, and how do we get weapons?
Right.
And well, the best weapons possible.
They are, right? To give the Browns front office credit, because I'm not a believer in the Jacksonville Jaguars this year, and I don't think very many people are. I think that the Browns are very well set up to, if one of these quarterbacks that they drafted this year, and I wouldn't bet on it because you don't bet on third and fifth round picks to be franchise quarterbacks right away. But if one of those guys somehow, some way is just that, the Browns are in a great position because they'll be able to get whoever they want at the top of the draft next year. And that to me is a huge win.
Since 1999, and this is how I know Joe Flacco is not starting 17 games, especially at 40 years old. The Browns have had 3 seasons in which they have had one single quarterback start the entirety of the season. Tim Couch did it in 2001. Team went 7-9. Baker Mayfield did it in 2019 when they went 6-10. He also did it the following year in 2020. He went 11-5. That is it. They have required multiple quarterbacks to get through the schedule each and every other year.
To the Browns. I don't even want to rag on the Browns about that because how many teams now.
I'm not ragging on them. I'm just presenting the fact.
Like I was going to make a comment, but how many teams now in the NFL go through, even great teams, how many of them go through a full season with one quarterback starting all 17 games? I think there are more teams that have multiple guys start games at quarterback there this year.
It's because the season's longer now.
Because the season's longer, and it is tough to stay healthy for 17 games.
I said there it will at be, the time, if you thought getting through a 16-game schedule was challenging, just wait till you get through 17. We're seeing that with 17, and now they're going to go to 18.
I would bet at least 20 of the 32 teams in the NFL this year have multiple quarterbacks start a game. The Browns will certainly be one of them, but I would bet that you're looking at 10 to 12 teams have their quarterback start all 17 games.
Well, the Browns definitely will have a set of uniforms for every quarterback they'll end up starting this year. The new helmet comes out at some point, whether it's this morning or this afternoon here. The Browns will be unveiling their third alternate helmet. Of course, they've got the traditional orange helmet with the Oreo stripe, as I like to call it. They've got the white helmet, which I absolutely love. And then I believe they're adding a brown helmet to the mix. And I don't know what uniform combination that's going to look good with.
None.
But they're doing it. This is something that's been in the works for a couple of years. In fact, J.W. Johnson was on, I believe it was with Baskin and Phelps a few years ago, when he revealed that, yes, in fact, that was happening. It was close to after that white helmet was unveiled. We saw the Pittsburgh Steelers unveil this week, Danny, the Bane uniforms, I call them, because that's what they look like. We talked about with Nick Shook there a few minutes ago. The Saints are bringing back a gold jersey that they wore. Buccaneers creamsicles are back, so they get a standing ovation there, because I love the creamsicles of the Buccaneers there. But I just feel like we are getting into the level of ridiculousness. We're getting into the level of Oregon Ducks football program stupidiculous with these uniform combinations now that are seeping into the NFL.
I don't mind teams having a lot of different uniform combinations as long as it looks good. Like, I think for as many different things that Oregon has trotted out there, I think Oregon generally looks pretty good with the uniforms that they have. Like, they might have a lot of different things, and we can make fun of them for having so many different helmets and different uniforms and stuff like that. But largely, their identity is a pretty clean-looking one. Where the Pittsburgh uniforms that the Steelers trotted out there earlier this week, I think those are hideous. The gold jerseys for the Saints, they're fine. I don't necessarily love that shade of gold. The brown helmet that the Browns seemingly are going to unveil today, I think looks terrible. And the Browns, Daryl, I do think, considering their colors are brown and orange, which can be hard to work with.
They have, by far...
I think they do a great job with the cards they're dealt for their colors.
Bad.
But, like, I think their uniforms look really... I don't know that they could have better-looking uniforms for what colors they have. Because you think back to when Johnny Manziel was wearing the uniforms he was wearing here. Not just did Johnny look bad, but he was wearing some bad uniforms, too. Right? Like, the Browns right now, I think, look as good as they possibly can aesthetically, given their color palette.
Here's what I always go back to. Clean and classic always works, and the New York Yankees never change their uniforms.
It's true. It's true. They don't.
Like, and look, I get the marketing aspect. I like the
but
Guardians.
You also have to know, not every team has an iconic look.
Right. The Browns have an iconic look.
I think
the
it's
Yankees also wear more than pinstripes and gray. They have that dark colored whatever blue it is that looks almost black that they've brought in with, because everybody's went to a dominant color shade of at least one. You know, Guardians have a blue and a red now.
Just, you know what? Can we get a home and away and an alternate? That's it. That's all you need. Home, away, alternate.
I mean, to be fair, the Browns only have that right now, right? They've got brown, white, and the throwback white.
Yeah,
they don't have more than that.
They got three sets of pants they can wear with two different jerseys.
Pants are pants, it's fine.
They've got a bunch of color combinations they can do.
I don't think they have. I think the helmet, the new helmet that's rumored to be coming out is bad. But like the jerseys and stuff, I think they're fine.
I'm interested to see what uniform combination that... I think the brown helmet absolutely has to be worn with white.
I think it should absolutely not be worn.
Because we know the jokes are going to be told if they wear it with the brown. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm just saying, the jokes will be there, and they'll especially be there if they lose. Danny, it was fun. 4 hours flew by.
It was a blast.